Austin Stotts, your 2019 National Lacrosse League Rookie of the Year. Congratulations to the one of the most exciting players in all of lacrosse, who just happens to be with us here in studio on Ben and Woods this morning. We got a Rookie of the Year sitting next to us here.
Yeah, we do.
Congratulations, Austin.
Thanks, Ben and Woods.
Proud of you, man.
Is this a stunner? This is not a surprise. You already knew about this morning. We're not breaking news for you.
Yeah, he knew.
Okay,
he knew. Yeah, this is. I've actually known for a week or so.
Have you?
Yes. Yeah. I didn't say anything. But Austin Stotts is with us right now and is somebody that I've gotten to know really well over the last year or so. Dude, what a magnificent first start, you know, first year in the NLL. I mean, led all rookies in goals and points. If you got a chance to watch Audie play, you saw this guy's different. Three guys at a time would be swarming him. He'd be backing them down and then do something ridiculous with the stick and score a goal. Really proud of you, man. Congrats.
And thanks. That's can appreciate all the support from you guys, especially Woodsy. And
it's, it's been rough, man. The second half, you got hurt. It was tear of your ACL?
Yeah, ACL tear.
And so you're battling your way back right now from that. How's the rehab going?
It's going good. Got me over at State and Select Physio, going five times a week.
So. Don't push it.
Yeah.
Push it a little bit. Want to see him back for the season. Push it a little.
But if he comes back in halfway through the season, that's like getting a big trade at the deadline.
It's true.
You know what I mean? Because we just signed a new guy, Westberg, who's really good as well. We've got a lot of guys returning to the squad. It's going to be a fun season, and I know everybody was disappointed last year getting into the playoffs and losing in the playoffs. That had to kill you watching those games.
Yeah.
How hard was it?
Definitely not ideal, right? I'm probably one of the biggest competitors. I know myself.
Definitely.
You know? So just to watch my teammates fall in the first round of playoffs without any of my support there on the floor, it was pretty tough, as you could tell.
Yeah, and you took it really hard. We all did. One thing I learned about the Seals and really NLL players in general, those guys really hate losing. And we want that from our athletes, too. After the game, guys are on the carpet, you know, on their hands and knees, like head buried. Like, they did not want to lose that game. They don't like to lose games at all. It's a really competitive sport. If you haven't checked it out yet.
Who does like to lose?
I think some people handle losing better than others.
I'm a good loser.
I'm not a good loser.
Not either.
Someone has to win. Someone has to lose.
Look at you.
As long as the competition was played fairly. Everyone tried their hardest.
I mean, hey, you know. Guys, did everybody have fun? Great. Well done. No, I can't subscribe to that. It sticks with me for a long time. I hate to lose. I told you, I hate to lose more than I like to win. I really don't like it, man. But it's been such a fun thing for our city, and I'm telling you, like I've said it a million times, come to one game. If you don't like it after that, I can't help you. But one game, like even Ben was like, this is really fun.
It was a lot of fun. If you didn't get a chance to go season one, make sure you get out there. Season two, we've got National Lacrosse League Rookie of the Year, Austin Stotts from the San Diego Seals in studio with us here on Ben and Woods. And Austin, let me ask you, what are the old guys on the team? I know they're not quite as old as Woodsy is now, but you got some vets who are, you know, like late 30s guys who have been playing for a long time. When they see a young guy come in and honestly make it look a little bit easy at times, you know, to score goals. It can't be easy to score goals yet. You know, you're 2-3 straight times down. It's like goal.
Yep.
What do some of the old guys say to you as the young rookie of the year?
Dan Dawson, Brody, and like Bucky, Kyle.
Yep.
I have to give it to them. Like, they brought me in, like, even before I got drafted. Like, we did workouts before, postseason workouts, and just got together and just, I don't know, groomed me, I guess, into a professional lacrosse player. And I thank them for my success on and off the floor. So give it all to those guys.
Bodies come a long way.
They're
the old guy. But there's something in seeing the young guy come up and do, you know, maybe things that you weren't even capable of doing. And there's a pride factor in helping him grow. And Audie's come a long way. I mean, as a man, as a player, since he got here, since you were a rookie, it's been fun to watch. I took Audie on his 21st birthday to his very first Padre game. And so Audie asked me, we're sitting in the, I'll never forget this as long as I live. We're sitting there. It's his first time ever seeing a Major League Baseball game. He goes, hey, what does that guy make right there? I go, oh, that guy, he's a rookie. He makes $550,000 a year. He goes, I'm too effing good at the wrong effing sport. And I died laughing, dude. I died laughing because, again, That guy out there makes $500,000, may play once or twice a week. Audie's out there just killing it, and like leaving it out all out on the field.
I remember the first game I went to, and I didn't really know all the rules. So I'm trying to figure it out as I go, and then I realized, okay, so the goalie has got this, I don't know what they call it, a crease. In hockey, it would be the crease, the crease. So it's this area, and I figured, okay, the offensive players aren't allowed to shoot from inside the crease. Yeah. They have to keep their butt. They can jump through it. Right. So when I saw the first move, and I think it was Austin who did it, goes flying in the air across the crease so he can get around the goalie before he touches the ground, because then it's like a penalty
off,
or something.
Yeah.
It's waved off. Got to get it off before he lands. I'm going, oh, I'm hooked. This is cool.
It's really exciting, man.
It's thrilling.
It's so much fun. It is so much fun. Listen, man, best wishes in your recovery. You know me. I don't know that I'm being brought back as the PA guy yet. I haven't heard anything.
I hope so.
I hope so, too. I don't know yet. Here's the deal, though. I'm going to be around anyway. I'll be at practice. I'll be there, like, whatever they
pounding need. Pounding on the glass. It's whatever just, they need someone to pound on the glass,
I have fallen madly in love with the sport and the guys and the whole organization.
Let me ask you quickly. So how many games were there in the regular season? Felt like around 20? 18?
18.
How many games did you miss with your injury at the end?
I played 14 games.
So you played 14. So you basically missed around a quarter, quarter of the season. Fernando Tatis Jr. was out a month.
Yep.
Seems like there's no problem. You can be injured and still be a rookie of the year if you're spectacular enough.
Correct.
I think this is a model then for Fernando Tatis Jr. to be the National League Rookie of the Year.
I sure hope
Boston
so,
Boston can do it. Fernando Tatis. We can have two rookies of the year in San Diego this year.
It would be great. I mean, and Audie plays like Tati does. Mm-hmm. You know, both have a lot of swag, a lot of confidence in their abilities, and both of them have been an absolute pleasure for me to watch and get to know more so Audie than Tatis Jr. But we did interview him, so I have sat next to him and smelled him.
So this year, Rookie of the Year. Next year, MVP.
Championship. We want that NLL Cup, baby.
We want a championship first before
all right,
MVP.
Championship, then you can be the MVP the year after.
That can come
out. Austin, thanks so much for stopping by. Congratulations on the Rookie of the Year Award.
Thanks for having me.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today. Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.